and the Haslams and the Modell Law and this thing just seemingly being a lot more complicated and feisty than it needs to be. I'm Jeff Phelps. Andy's not in today. Dan Minigan and I are enjoying ourselves today. Not because Andy's not here, but Dan and I are having fun. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up in just a little bit. You'll hear it here on The Fan. The whole thing here, Dan, with this Modell Law, it does not seem to me that that's what this is all about. It's to keep a team from moving out of state, up and leaving your market, as Daryl accurately put. And I don't get quite what the city of Cleveland is doing here. Daryl had some really strong words about that. Daryl says they offered the airport. Well, how could you possibly take that airport, turn it into what the Haslams are trying to put it into Brook Park, A, on the same time frame, and B, on the same dollar? I don't think you can.
Not to mention, you'll find yourself in the same situation you're in with the stadium that's on the lake right now, which is all of that lake air blowing in with salt and all of that stuff and rusting out the foundation and making it that you're going to have to go in there and fix it in 20 years. And you're going to be continuing to throw good money after bad because you're putting it on that lakefront.
It doesn't seem to me. Now, I don't know what the city has pitched to the Haslams. It doesn't seem to me like they have a real viable, good option. If you don't want them to go to Brook Park, great, sell them on something else.
Right.
And
think outside the box.
Put it in the steel yard. You know, put a great big complex there. Do something. But if you're the Haslams, do you want to invest the money that you want to invest in Brook Park in downtown Cleveland, in the city of Cleveland? See, that's one aspect of this that I don't think people are thinking about too much. If the Haslams are looking to build something more than a stadium, all the development around it, do they think that same project is viable downtown? And I don't mean from a cost standpoint to build. I mean, is it a viable destination for the types of businesses and shopping and everything else they want to put around the stadium to do that downtown? They might not think that'll work. And we have a Tower City and a Galleria that might tell them it didn't work real well when they tried to do some things.
That's a good point.
And that's, you know, we were supposed to have a brand new casino on the river, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had a temporary casino. What happened to all that talk?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not viable to put the great big huge casino complex in the city. And that's one aspect of this that's not being talked about. Are you going to bring people downtown to shop like crazy, like you think shop, have businesses, offices, hotel, everything else that you think you can pull off in Brook Park? Because those are two different destinations. And I think it's an aspect of this that needs to be considered that the city probably isn't considering and the Haslams probably are.
That's a good point. That's a lot of really good points right there when it comes to all of this stuff. The other part of it, and hey, this might just be me being selfish. I'd really like to get Pearl Jam to come to Cleveland. I really think it would be cool to get Taylor Swift to come to Cleveland.
A different venue would give you opportunities to do a lot more of
it. I think it would be awesome to see this place, one of the hotbeds of indie wrestling, get WrestleMania.
I'm sorry. I'm cutting you off, and I'm laughing because as soon as you said it, I thought it, and I thought, I'll let it slide. Ken in Strongsville called. He wasn't going to let it slide, but he hung up. Mike in Westlake's not going to let it slide. Mike, go ahead and say it.
What's happening, Mike?
Yeah, so they were going to give us the lake and put the stadium. We'd have the same problems with all the cold, wet, salty air coming in. It's a freshwater lake, dude.
There's still salt in there, and the only reason I know that is because I've talked to Daryl about it, because what's happening is it's hitting the foundation and causing rust. That's the only reason that I know that there is a tiny, tiny bit of salt that is in there. I'm not saying that we live on an ocean.
There,
I know the difference between lake and ocean. I have
is
that going
squid?
For me.
Are there mackerel in there?
The mackerel?
Mike, thank you very much.
As I said, you can yell at me all you want. That is the reason why it is rusting.
I was going to let it slide.
There's a little bit in there.
There's
a reason why there's a salt deposit under Lake Erie.
There's huge salt deposit under Lake Erie.
You
know what it's called? Prehistoric ocean.
There's a little bit in there.
Yeah, that's sure. No,
seriously,
I'm not.
Are we really doing this?
No, I'm not arguing with you about that. But when you said it, I thought, okay, it's a freshwater lake.
It is a freshwater lake.
And then Ken and Mike both.
I know that, guys. I'm not the smartest guy on the face of this earth. I'll be the first to tell you this one.
Valid.
I do know the difference between ocean, saltwater, and lake freshwater. I am very well aware of these things.
All right. Hey, either Hudson is in Cleveland or Cleveland is in Hudson. Hi, Hudson.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
We are well.
Thank you.
Listen, long-time listener, you guys are swell. I'm a retired gentleman, and I listen every day.
Oh, thank you, man. That's very kind.
Just had a few comments. Taylor Swift, Pearl Jam, you know, that does appeal to a certain segment of the population, and I'll leave that for thought. The argument about salt, everything deteriorates. There's nothing man-made that lasts forever. I don't think it's a good idea to vilify the mayor for doing everything he can to try to keep a cash cow here in Cleveland. And as I said before, it disenfranchises Eastside residents from traveling to Brook Park. The majority community is probably more comfortable in Brook Park. I understand that. But my vote is for the Cleveland Browns to stay in Cleveland. Hopefully something will be worked out. It shouldn't just be economics or majority community that will benefit from this thing. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, Hudson. Let me throw this in. As a person who lives south, everybody south has to come north to watch a game anyway. So there are travel considerations for everybody. That's just the way it's going to go. And if the Haslams have the ability to act on that land in Brook Park, and they have the financial means to do it, remember, at some point here, and I don't know if this will happen. At some point, could they come up with private investors to cover the other $1.something billion? If so, boom, they're done. I don't know that they can do that. I don't know that they want to do that. I have no idea. But Brook Park is on board with helping them try to do that, try to move to Brook Park. Maybe private investors think that's a great idea and they want to go all in and it becomes a completely privately owned facility. I'd be surprised at that. But you never know, right? Always an option. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up momentarily. When he does, we will hear from Kevin. Correct, Dano?
Yeah. By the way, Case Western Reserve. Natural gas. They have found salt in Lake Erie. Go kick salt rocks.